Well, good morning. Well, this morning we're here to gather and join in communion with the Lord, to have that special time when we can worship together. I'm just glad to be back. No, thank you. Thank you. I was sad to hear about Bob Hoa's passing. This morning, Bob told me that we're going to have a service, a memorial service for him sometime in the near future, and we will be announcing that later on when that is scheduled. Prayer for Riley and Margaret Sessions for illness. Communion will be next Sunday. The Malleys will be here February 9th and will share during the service. Prayer for all of us to stay healthy. For Val's folks, Rex and Shirley. For Roy Haggard, family and siblings. Prayer for those who are struggling with loss. Jody Cup and family. Richard's health. Unspoken for CJ. Prayer for Jack Quigley. Sue and Ken and Mom. Sarah Baker and Elizabeth. Lorraine's strength and health. Jenny, Tommy, and Evelyn. For myself, for Pam and the kids. For Taylor's Helping Hands. Chance and Dominique. Shelby, Glenn and April, Chris Sale, broken back and cancer. Of course, continue to pray for our missions, Ladders of Hope Food Pantry, the Malleys, and MLM Cancer Research. We continue to pray for our president, our troops, our Congress, that they'd make wise decisions, that this impeachment trials would go quickly and be over with. And that the truth would be come out. So I'd just like to open with a word of prayer. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning thanking you for bringing us here, Father, bringing us together, for allowing us to worship your name, Father, to worship you. Father, I just ask that you would be amongst us today, Father, that we would just bring your name glory and honor in all that we do and we say. Pray this in thy name. Amen. Have the ushers come forward for tomorrow morning tithes and offerings, please. Dennis, would you help? Bob, would you pray for the morning tithes and offerings, please?
Yes, sir. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity that we have of giving. And Lord, we just ask, Father, you bless each person. Bless them, Father, just surround them. And those who can't give, I'm just asking, Lord, that you bless them back. Father, we give you praise and honor in this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
It says, my peace is the treasure of treasures, the pearl of the great price. It is an executive costly gift, both for the giver and the receiver. I purchased this peace for you with my blood. You receive this gift by trusting me in the midst of life's storms. If you have the world's peace, everything going your way, you don't seek my unfathomable peace. Thank me when things do not go your way, because spiritual blessings come wrapped in trials. Adverse circumstances are normal in a fallen world. Accept them each day. Rejoice in the face of hardship, for I have overcome the world. I read that this morning, and it was just like, wow, Lord, you look around, and you hear a whole bunch of everything, and we just know we got to put our faith in Christ. Before we get going here, I just kind of want to update you on my dad. We went to the doctor on the 20th, and he's cancer-free. They can't They don't know. I mean, I thank you, amen, thank you. Praise the Lord for that. The doctor came in and it was so funny. Well, it wasn't funny, but it was funny. He come in, he's like, he's doing his scope, and he's like, Rex, whatever you believe in, he says, you need to continue. He says, there should be tumors. There are no tumors. Amen. So I just want to praise the Lord for that. Thank you. He is his healing hands. So he does have three more radiations, or not radiations, chemo that we need to take him in February. They want to do it for pre-maintenance. And then in March, they will do another scope just to make sure that they got everything. But I just want to praise the Lord that he healed him. And so we're going to just stand and praise the Lord.
This last week has been one of those weeks where you're saying, Lord, are you sure? But it's for sure. You know, I wanted to share with you a little bit about the joy of the Lord and how it affects us and who we are in Christ. And I know that there's sometimes circumstances will come in our life that will want to pull us down and stomp on us. I've got four things that is the devil's tactics to go ahead and defeat you. I'm going to give you the four of them right away. I'm not going to get into every one of them. Hopefully, then the next time I speak, I can go ahead and go through all of them. But here's the four of them. It's the first one is deception. Okay. The second one is division. And sometimes it can be husband and wife, people in the church, people you work with, whatever. But the enemy will come and try to make you come and feel pretty inadequate. The other one is diversion. You know, I think all of you heard about Andrew's and Allison's son, Riley, who's in the hospital now. And sometimes diversions will keep you from your focus on who Christ is in your life. And the other one is discouragement. You know, it's, well, I didn't make it. Or you might have a hope in something and it's sort of extended. You know, everything that you want to see happen is just, you want it to happen today, but it's far off. And it's not that God's not going to answer your prayer. It's that he's wanting to bring us to the place where we don't give in to the tactics that the enemy has in our life. I was thinking about stuff. If you're like I am, how many times have you ever gone to church and you've listened for the pastor to speak and give the message and your brain's going, well, I wonder if that meatloaf is done yet. You never did that, right? Or, wow, you know, I'm going to be able to go out with my friends, and what are we going to do, you know? I love it because that I'm sharing it because that I'm just like you. You know, there's sometimes I'll go to a service, and there's so many things that will come and try to distract us from the things that God really wants us to meditate on. Do you know that the things that the enemy hates most is for you to remember who God is in you? Can you hear that? Say amen. Amen. Oh, wow. You know, it's just amazing how much the enemy wants to come in and destroy who we are in Christ. It's a distraction that I feel like is going to destroy what God wants to do in your life. I don't know where all of you are as far as your walk in Christ is, but, you know, how many of you know the Proverbs 29:11? I know the thoughts that I have towards you, not for destruction or evil, but to give you a future and a hope. And there's sometimes, you know, we can quote that, but then to meditate on it for a moment. You know, like, God's plan is not to go ahead and bring in distractions into your life that you become more concerned about Riley being healed. I'm just going to trust the Lord. Like this morning, I have a joy in my heart. And there's sometimes I'm going, Father, I don't understand all this sometimes. But I know that you want to go ahead and spread this to everybody that's here this morning. The joy of the Lord is my strength. To imagine what God can do when the circumstances come, and instead of meditating or thinking of or worrying about those things that are happening in your life, that we come to the place and say, Father, I thank you that in my heart I'd like to see all this taken care of, but I want to place it in your hands and just worship who you are in my life. I'm going to tell you a story. I've been working at Transmatic for a little over 2 months. The first couple of weeks there was so exciting because I had chances to minister to people all the time. And I started seeing some of them with so much depression and worry and just things happening in their life. And I just began to pray. And there's sometimes God would encourage me to share something with somebody. But after like the second or third week, it was like, you know, the enemy wanted to come in and just put some pressure on me. He doesn't want us to share anything with anybody. But what happened was, on the way to work one morning, the Lord just spoke to me and he said, I just want you to call out to me. So when I got to work, I inspect parts, you know, so you're there all day long just doing this here. And so, you know, your mind's just, you know, you can inspect the parts and still think. I do that a lot. But what happened was, you know, the Lord just encouraged me to begin to pray for the people around me. And to begin to worship him. There's some old songs in my heart that I like. Can't remember them this morning, but when I was working, I remembered like three or four of them. And it was like 2 or 3 hours later, after praying and just saying, Lord Jesus, I just want you to come. I have some scriptures that I really like too. It's the one, Psalm 63. Oh Lord, you are my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. And it was like God just began to penetrate, you know, the discouragement, the heaviness that was in that place. And honestly, there's a time where God's going to send you someplace. Not everybody's going to be believers. But you begin to start sharing with people and you find out there are some believers there, but they're discouraged. They've lost the hope of what God wants to do in their life. And it's like they just need to be encouraged. There was one day the boss, her name is, I'm not going to give her a name, because I don't want to tell her. I use you in this. No, I can't do that. But anyway, there was a time, there was the bigger bosses came into the building and was talking to her. And when they left, I could tell that she was really discouraged. And the verse came to my mind. It was, fear not, for I am with thee and will keep thee. And so I said, I won't give you your name. Said, I believe that God wants you to hear this. So I just told her, I said, fear not, for God is with you and will keep thee in all places. And she says, where did you find that? I said, well, God just gave it to me right now. And it's like, you know, that spark that just be able to encourage somebody else, to minister to somebody else, just for that moment. And it's not so much that how we can do that. It's like when we begin to get our focus off of things that can really discourage us, God will fill us with things that we can give. You know, the scripture says, give and it shall be given unto you. It's exciting. It is absolutely exciting. I was listening to a sermon that Richard sent to me a couple days ago, and it was about having the knowledge of heaven. And it wasn't that we got our focus on going to heaven. It's like heaven is with us. You know the prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Can you imagine what it would be like if we could bypass the plans of the enemy and concentrate on the Word of God and what He wants to do in you, that we can be the light of the world.
Wow.
You know, the things that God can do in a person when they give up, you know, those worries in their heart. It's hard. But, you know, that's exactly, you ever think about maybe God is actually sending you through those things so that you can learn how to overcome them? Father, I just thank you that even though today I might have a ton of stuff that's coming on to me, but my worry will not change a bit of it. So here I am, Father. I want to give all this to you. Lord Jesus, you are my Lord, my Savior. You have come to deliver me from the tactics of the devil. And I want to be a light in this world. It's amazing the things that God wants to do in people if they give Him the opportunity to do it. I've been talking about the joy of the Lord. And you know what I really love about that was when the Lord began to talk to me about my past. How many of you know that song about the testimonies? That's now, see, I'm going to be 75 next month, so I'm allowed to go ahead and have some of that pass from me and not remember all of it. Anyway, it's a song about God's blessings in our past. Think on these things. What's your feeling is lovely. And how, and I'm, you know, like it's a testimony, but not thinking about things that happened 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago, but how about last week? To remember what God has done for you this last week, just to think about it. I mean, most of our lives, we get so busy and caught up in things that there's sometimes we don't always think about how God has put His hand in our life and He's guided us and He's interceded for us when we didn't even recognize it. And when we get through it, we thank God, like Rex, Val's dad, how that God went ahead and delivered him from cancer. You know, just to think about it. For me, it's like when I was thinking about getting a job other than here, you know, what happened was I went up to that key personnel. I wasn't even there 5 minutes, and they said, "This is it." And it was just exactly what I wanted, a day job, 7 to 3 was good, and that's exactly what I got. Now, so there's sometimes you tend to forget that God is leading you. He says, acknowledge me in all your ways. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 says, if you acknowledge me in all your ways, I'll direct your path. So it's like, stop trying to figure out everything on your own, but acknowledge Him. Come to the place where you stop allowing the enemy's tactics to destroy God's plan in your life. The enemy has a plan to destroy you if he can. I don't remember where it's found, but it says a thief comes not but to steal, kill, destroy. And how he does that is here, what we think, how we allow the enemy to come in and discourage us. And the word says to remember him, you know, to start remembering scripture. It's one that says Philippians 3, if you want to turn there. We're going to be reading 13 through 14. Everybody there? It said, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the mark of the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I'm going to stop there for a moment. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in what is happening in this life. How many of you know that scripture, like our life is just but a vapor? I mean, when I start thinking, my birthday is going to be next week or next month, I'm going to be 75 when I'm writing that down. 75. Wow. I can't believe it. You know, because I don't feel like it. But yet, you know, I'm 75 years. I know you're not going to say a thing, Evelyn. She was looking at me like, that's all? She's a little bit older than I am. But I'm not going to say how old.
Oh, I don't care.
You don't care. But it's like, you know, my life has just speed by. When I start thinking about, it was just New Year's Eve. Here we are, we're getting ready to go into the last week in January. It's going to be February. To imagine how fast all this goes and how that there's sometimes we put so much weight in the things of this earth and it weighs us down. Last time I spoke, I was talking about how sometimes we consider how other people think of us or what do we even sometimes think of our own selves and who you are in Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Isn't that exciting? Whoa. That's a tactic of the enemy. He wants to go ahead and destroy you, believe that you cannot do it. No way. I get so excited about sometimes the possibilities if we can come to the place where we can cast off the things that the enemy wants to do in our life and how much he can do in you. I was with Wandy at the doctor's office yesterday, and there was a book, and it was talking about, you know, how the enemy has such a plan to go ahead and destroy this. You know, how many of you have been listening to all this stuff that's been happening on our government? You know what? I'm not going to say who or what, but the enemy has a plan. The word says that we need to be praying for our government, president, the Senate, the House. You know, it's like, but can you see what the enemy is doing? And you know what needs to happen? Father, I just thank you that you're in control. Fear not, for I am with thee and will keep thee in all places. You know, like people will say, well, you know, the end's coming. And I'm going, yeah, it might happen tomorrow or it could happen 10 years down the road. But right now, my hope is not in this world. It's in Christ. Where's your hope? Is it in your job? And I'm not saying that husbands and wives are not important, but is it in one of them and how they feel about you or you and them and how that it can affect us and how that the enemy wants to go ahead and destroy who we are. And that's what he's doing in our United States. It's a time for us to come to the place where we begin to pray. Now, here's something that's really important. I don't know where everybody lives. I know that most of you live here in the Fenville area. Where do you live now? So it's here's what I'm going to share. A long time ago, when the Lord called me into the ministry, you know, I was thinking about going to a church up in the Detroit area. I lived in Fenton. It's about a 35, 40-mile drive. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, I want you to minister into the area where I have you planted. You know, like I can't go to Holland. I don't want to go to Allegan over there. I live in Fenville. So he wants me to be effective in Fenville. And in the book, it was talking about how there are certain things that the enemy wants to establish in a country, a city, a state, and how that the enemy can go ahead and begin to use things to establish his plan. But God has a plan also, and it begins with you. Everybody say yes. And how that God wants to put in us the ability to think about God's plan for my life in Fenville and wherever I work. You know, the word says we are the light of the world and we need to shine. We need to come to the place where God begins to be able to break down the walls that have been established in us, worry, fear, maybe division at your work. They're all tactics of the enemy to keep you from focusing on what God really wants to do in your life. Cast all your fear upon me, for I cast all your care upon me. Fear is really good, though. Upon me, for I care for you. Like it's like when we begin to take on that responsibility of, well, Father, what am I going to do tomorrow? Tomorrow's going to take care of itself. What about yesterday? It's past. How about today? Father, guide me. Lead me. Show me the way, Father. I think I've quoted this 100 times since I've been here. But it says, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. You know, when I start thinking about where I work and how many times the Lord just gives me certain people to pray for, do you think it's just, you know, my imagination or, you know, I'm just bringing up stuff? Well, that guy's got a bad attitude. I'm going to pray for him. Well, it might be God, but yet there's some people, you know, they're just quiet. And God wants you to pray for those. Or that God maybe wants you to visit somebody's house and just say, hi, I'm Bob from, well, you'd be Cynthia, right? Not Bob. So you go to the house and you say, hi, I'm Cynthia. No, I'm Bob. You're Cynthia. But just remember that there's sometimes we don't know exactly what God can do in us when we begin to listen, when we begin to hear him and become sensitive. You know how you do that? Spend time in his word and pray. Say it louder.
Oh. I'll just chew myself out. To invite him to tell us what to do, or, you know, make it known to us somehow.
Yep.
That is in him and our
name. Just acknowledge me in all of your ways. I'll direct your path. You know, we have a responsibility. You know, I don't want to go ahead and tell you what to do, but in my heart, I feel like there's sometimes I've failed because that I'm not always in prayer. But I know that there's no change that will ever happen in our own lives or in the lives of others or in the city we live and or the state or the country. Unless we pray. If you seek me, you'll find me. There are tons of stuff that are going to keep you from seeking him. Just come to that place where you recognize that God wants to use you. He wants to do things in your life that you feel never can happen. But if you allow him to do it, you'll be amazed. How many of you got a testimony from last week of what God did for you? Anybody?
All the time. I mean, every day I can't keep myself.
Yeah.
And every night.
My sisters.
I keep an eye on him.
I've got one sister that says, I got out of bed and slammed my feet on the floor and I just, praise God, I'm up again.
Yeah.
Wendy? Isn't that cool? Anyone else got a testimony? Yes.
My mom told me that my uncle died, and he's still very up there. He can hear you, even though he had to go with his funeral.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else have a testimony of Richard?
Been dealing with this illness thing. just not going to be good when I get there, you know. And it was fine. They had no issues or anything, and went through the CT, and then I got home, yeah, it all fell apart. But at least he made me realize that that total trust is just letting go. And then I wanted to mention, too, a scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. You want to put that up?
What was that again?
2 Timothy 3:16 through 17.
Okay. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for the doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Isn't that cool? Amen.
This is the word. This word is the breath of our Father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's living, and it just really sinks in. But that's mm-hmm. where we have to go. You know. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
No, and I just, like I said, I was so discouraged. And finally, he brought me to this place that made me realize that, hey, sometimes you got to go through this. But he was trying to draw me to him.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Sarah?
Yeah, I've been going through a lot of problems this last 2 to 3 weeks. And this past about a week and a half, I guess, the nurses have been coming out to my house and taking all my vitals and my temperature and everything in my lungs. And Wendy, she called me one day when I was down and out, and she had prayed with me, and I too, that uplifted me, and I tell you,
Amen.
Bless my heart that she cared that much to call me.
Amen, amen, amen. In the time of your despair, God is there. I love it, I love it. I'm going to just pray for a minute, and then we'll see where God wants to go next, okay? Father, we just thank you so much that the testimonies that you've given these people, Father, are real in their life, and they've sensed and recognized your hand in their life. And Father, I'm asking, Father, that each person that's here this day, Father, that whatever is going on in their lives, Father, that you are bigger, you're greater. And Father, that I'm asking, Father, you give them the ability to be able to cast all of that care upon you. For I know you care for them, Father. Lord, just come and refresh us, Father. Give us a spirit of joy and peace, Lord, that will overcome sometimes the sadness that is in our life, Father. For we ask all these things in Jesus' name, amen. There was a scripture that I've always concentrated on. It was, the testimony of the Lord makes wise the simple. And if we began to remember the things, the simple things that God does in our lives, that it's a testimony. And when we can share that with somebody else, it gives them a hope that God can do the same thing in their lives. And it just comes to a place where it's not all about you all the time. And I'm not saying that you're not important, but there's sometimes we can focus so much on our problems that it'll literally weigh us out. It'll discourage us, bring us to the place where we just don't have any hope that God can do anything. But when we stop the focus on who we are and begin to pray for others, believing that God can touch them and move in their lives as much as he's moving in yours, that it'll change your life. Now, it's a truth. It's honest truth. You know, the focus is not always on, Father, I need this or I need that. Our focus has to be to the place where we begin to trust God to lead us to minister to other people, to share that testimony, of no matter how simple it is. You have a testimony, don't you? You got a son and a girlfriend that being restored after all the surgeries and stuff. Is it surgery she had? Yeah, they took out that. He doesn't talk very much, so I have to go ahead and sort of say what he's thinking, but I know him. And it's pretty exciting to see God do things in people's lives that we have a testimony to share with others. If there is anything small that you can remember from what God wants to do today in you, it's not so much, if your meatloaf is burning right now, sorry. Or if you're late for the lunch date, I'm sorry. Well, not really. But it's exciting to think about what God is doing. Right, Sam? How's it going with the business?
It's going.
We need to pray for Sam and Pam. They just started a business. It's a home care. And I know that it's a lot of work. A lot of work. So we want to begin to pray for them. Mike?
A guy that I do some part-time work for, and we've been in contact here recently again. Things in his business aren't going so well, and he's gotten rid of some drivers and stuff. And Friday morning, he was headed south down to Washaw to pick up some freight. He got just off the plane while had rocks come through his windshield. He was blessed in the fact that they came through the passenger side, and he didn't have his kids with him.
Wow.
He was able to get stopped, and he wasn't hurt. He called the police, and they were able to find these kids that were skipping school, 15 to 16 years old. Overpass. He could have just sent them to jail and been done with it. Instead, he had opted to have their parents call and come out to the scene. Hoping that would alleviate them ever doing this again. His walk has kind of faded a little bit from the Lord, and I'm hoping that maybe this will, in a way, bring him and his family back.
Amen.
They left
Amen.
Their last church just crumbled, and just keep on praying for that family.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Sam?
There's a guy at work that I've talked to a few times, I've just been praying for him. He's a weekend warrior, and he wanted to get back to going to church. And so I'm praying that he'll be able to get a different schedule, that things would work out. And so far, it does look like he's going to be able to do that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday instead of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it looks like that's working out, but also he shared with me about his son, you know, Matthew. His name is Wright. It just was an encouragement to me that, you know, God would just lead somebody to me just to talk to me about the Lord and to, you know, to ask for prayer and to just pray with.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Just an
exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. No matter where you're at, you know, God's there.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes you get so excited when people actually come to you and begin to just ask for prayer. It's so exciting. So exciting. Wow. I'd like to tell you a bunch of stories that happened at work, but I'm afraid, you know, to get back to them, and then I'm going to be in trouble. But there's just so many people that, you know, will share stuff with you. And when you say, can I pray with you? And they say, yes, please. And, you know, like the doors open all the time. It is so exciting when it's happening. I just thank God for the opportunities. I'm sharing this because that I want you to know that there are opportunities out there all the time for you to be able to share with others. And it's not so much, you know, that we're looking for the pat on the back. You know, honestly, when I started pastoring, that was one of my fears, is I did not want to be patted on the back. It is like, I want to exalt who Jesus is.
Amen.
You know, I want to lift him up. There's a song that came out a few weeks ago. I'm just a nobody. Have you ever heard that one? Anybody? It's okay. It was sort of, yes. Absolutely. You know, what I'm looking for is I want Jesus to be exalted in all this. You know, like there's nothing that can be done without him. Nothing. You know, I need Jesus just as much as you all do. I work out my own salvation. I walk it out just like you do. And it's just exciting when I begin to cast all of the care that I have on him, and then he opens doors that, you know, I just get excited, and the joy of the Lord becomes my strength. It is true. It is true. If you are born again, and you want to see more of Jesus, there's that song too. There's another one. I want more of Jesus. More and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I've ever had before. I want more of his great love, so rich, so full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give him more of me. Isn't that cool? I love that song only because it reminds me that I don't stand alone. Wanda and I was reading the story about Jesus in the boat with the disciples and how they was getting ready to cross the Red Sea, and a storm came up and the disciples were all in a frazzy, all excited, Jesus, don't you care? And he stands up and he says, peace, be still. And so the wind stops, the waves stop, and the boat's down. And he said, do you have faith? And there's sometimes God just looks at us and says, do you really believe me? And you have to answer the question, do you really believe him? You know, do you really trust that he can take care of you? You know, it's exciting sometimes. Sometimes it's pretty scary. You know, where I'm working right now, the products and stuff that we're using to inspect has been dwindling. And they told me when I started, you know, that there's a chance you get laid off because there's not enough park. And you know what God told me immediately? Fear not. for I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places wherever you go. I'm going, okay, Lord. So I'm gonna share something with you, though. When God speaks to you like that, and you grab a hold of it, the devil will come and say, do you really believe that? And we got to say, yep, he's kept me this far. I'm 75. I've not gained, well, I've gained weight. I've lost weight, actually, but I'm well-rounded. I'm fed. I got a place to stay. My wife is still with me. So we're good. You know, simple things confound the wise. Sarah. Amen. Yes, it is.
Satan wouldn't tell me that. He wants to keep me home.
Amen. Been praying for Shelby. I called him, and he was crying because it's only 29 degrees there a couple of days ago. He's in Florida.
How much snow you got there? I have to tell him.
Oh. I got a brother, Mike, that lives in Georgia, just above the Florida line. They cry like a baby. Yeah. When it's down to 32 or 40, I'm going, wow, I wish I was that way here. But it is now. I'm going, Lord, you just answered our prayer, didn't you? Yep. Wow. It's so exciting sometimes. It's sort of exciting to see you two here. I just really appreciate. I don't remember your name again. I'm 75, yeah, forgive me. Brandy. I was going to say Sandy, but that's Sandy back there. So, but I was close. It was close. Brandy, is really good to have you here. And this guy here, you know, I really like him. And his mom. She's awesome, too. I want to encourage you. To grab a hold of this message this morning. Just believe that God wants to do over and above what you ask or think in your life. Believe me, Sam. He's for you, not against you. Yep. He'll lead the way. Amen. Well, you know, God sees that right in there. And he wants to let you know that he loves you, cares for you, is going to guide you through all of this. And there's sometimes it may look like it's a wreck, but God wants you to know he's for you. Amen? Amen. It's amazing sometimes to know that God cares so much about us. Brandy, right? Brandy, you going to school anywhere? Really? Well, congratulations. That's awesome. What's your plans?
I don't know yet.
Yeah, I just want to encourage you. You believe in Jesus. You know, I really believe that he wants to just lead you and really bless you and everything that you put your hands to. Isn't that exciting?
I know, can I let him take the reins on jobs?
I know. See, that, and sometimes that's really the hard part. But can I pray with you right now? It's just the word says in Proverbs, he says, acknowledge me in all your ways and I'll direct your path. And I really believe that he wants to do that in you, Brandy. I see some really awesome things could happen in your life. And he wants to prove it to you. You know, there's sometimes we are Christians and we see things happen and, you know, it's okay. But I really believe that God wants to do some over and above stuff for you. So I'm just going to pray for you for a moment, okay? So, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for Brandy. And, Father, even during this time that she's done with her school, Father, we're just asking, Lord, that you'd open the doors for Brandy. And, Father, just surround her with your awesome presence. Father, we just ask, Lord, that you'd let her sense your presence and your love for her, Father, and your care. And Father, we're just asking, Lord, that you bring in that job that is just going to bless her, Father. Lord, it's going to be the right time, the right amount of money, and Father, in all these things. Thank you, Brandy. I'm just sometimes God's going to work in your family too. I get excited when God begins to speak to me about stuff, and I'm going, Father, this is so awesome. It's got to be for you too. You know, it's just God really wants to know how much He really loves and cares for you. It is so exciting. Sometimes I want to dance, but I won't today. You know, most of the time I embarrass everybody when I do that because I can't dance very well. So, you're awesome. I just love what God's doing in you. Yep, do. Isn't it awesome? Grab a girl like this. Whoo! I got one over there like that. It's pretty awesome. She's you know, like it's like there's sometimes God brings people into your lives that are just what you need. You know, they're not exactly like you, but they fill in the spots where, you know, you're sort of weak. They become strong. I just get excited about that. Isn't it true though? There's sometimes we just are going through stuff and God brings in that right person. And they're exactly what we need. She's really a computer person and knows how to do all that bookwork stuff. And I'm going, what? She saved me. I'm just encouraging you. It's good. Good to see you, Cynthia. I love the pictures that you sent of your dogs. You ought to be an artist, though. Your pictures have been just totally awesome. Have you ever seen her pictures? Whew. It's awesome. You thought he was going to get away, didn't you, Sandy? I said, you thought he was going to get away. I was going to just not say anything about Sandy. She likes that sometimes. I know. We really appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too.
Well, it's really encouraging to see what's done here. I really love it. It's good. Even when I make a mess, she cleans it up. See, it was those parts where God just brings in those people that just...
Yeah, you're a salt person, that's for sure.
Oh, I am. I salted last week and tracked salt all in the front where I'm going, Sandy's going to get after me. How you doing, Alex? I'm so glad you're here. I needed somebody else to pick on. You know how kids are. They take it really easily. Oh, Lord Jesus, here we are. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your awesome presence. And I'm just asking, Father, that you would lead us, guide us, Father. And Lord, help what you've spoken to us to remain there for a while. Help us to meditate on, Father, the abilities that you have and you want to impart into our lives, Father. Lord, I would love to see heaven be manifest in each one of us here this morning, Father. Your awesome presence. Father, we thank you so much. I want to exalt who you are, Father. Lord, what would we do without an awesome Savior like you, Jesus? What would we do? Father, I just want to again lift up Andrew and Allison and Riley, Father, as they're in the hospital. Just cover them, Father. Let them sense your presence also. And we give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless all of you. Hope you have a great day.